What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect. And it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, I told you, 2024 has been off the rails when it comes to men who decide to take matters into their own hands. Told you, this new environment, oh no, ladies, there are no punches being pulled. Men have had enough. And these men are deciding, you know what? You've become the bane of my life, so I'm gonna take matters into my own hands. Like the man in this article that was sent to me by Jay White, that was published on the 30th of January. Clearwater termination suspect used a knife and brass knuckles to offline ex-girlfriend before kidnapping daughter. How much hell was this man put through to make him decide to go this route? Brass knuckles, gentlemen. When is the last time you heard of anyone using that particular tool of destruction? Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! A termination suspect who is accused of beating up his parents, offlining his ex-girlfriend, and kidnapping his 8-year-old daughter, sparking a statewide Amber Alert on Monday, is scheduled to make his first court appearance Tuesday afternoon as more details are released about the crime spree. According to police, around 2:30 a.m., Renato Muhaj battered both of his parents, threatening them with a machete as they held each other and closed their eyes in fear of their lives. Muhaj is also accused of taking away their cell phones so they couldn't call for help. However, one person, according to the arrest affidavit, was able to escape and call law enforcement. You see what they're doing right there? They're making sure to set up the idea that this guy is a complete and total unhinged monster. However, I'm still going to ask the all-important question. What behind the scenes drove this man completely over the edge? However, there's going to be something that is going to be very key that I'm going to zero in later on. Police investigating the assault contacted Largo authorities and asked them to do a welfare check on Muhaj's ex-girlfriend, Suella Saliha, 32, and his 8-year-old daughter. An arrest affidavit states that when officers went to check on the pair, they found blood outside the victim's apartment, along with a knife and blood-covered brass knuckles. Once inside, police said they found Celia deleted on the floor of her bedroom, covered in blood with a laceration to her throat. When officers could not find the 8-year-old girl, an Amber Alert was issued. The child was located nearby with Muhaj several hours later. According to an affidavit, the child told police that she saw Muhaj strike Celia several times with the knife and brass knuckles in her bedroom. The girl went on to tell police she knew the woman was deleted and asked Muhaj, quote unquote, "Why would you do that?" The girl said Muhaj's reply was that, quote unquote, he really wanted her deleted. Now, let me ask you, do you really think that this girl was able to say all of that? I don't think so. However, like I said, standard lamestream media operation. Make sure you paint the man as this unhinged lunatic. That way, society, of course, the normies, I mean, would not have a shred of sympathy or empathy and want to actually get to the real reason behind what the lamestream media's narrative that they're trying to paint is. The affidavit states that after offlining Celia, Muhaj took the girl from the home, rushing her down the stairs and causing her to fall. The child said Muhaj dragged her onto the concrete to get her into the car. She suffered bruises and abrasions during the incident. Muhaj has been charged with first-degree termination, kidnapping, and child abuse. He is also facing two counts of aggravated assault, two counts of tampering with a witness, and four other criminal charges. Celia's family told Muhaj, whoop, correction. Now this is the key. Celia's family said Muhaj did not have a history of violence. Fox 13 checked Pinellas County court records and could not find any criminal history or charges. You see, that right there, gentlemen, is the key. If the woman's own family said that he did not have a history of violence, nor were there any court or criminal charges in his past, the question truly becomes, I'm going to reiterate, what possibly drove this man so far over the edge that he decided to put the mask on? The child is with family members. Muhaj is expected to make his first court appearance at 1 p.m. on Tuesday. Well. Gentlemen, what do you think was the motivation for this guy to go from zero to absolute light speed on the violence scale? Yeah. The fact that he used brass knuckles and the hot butter knife of doom, that means whatever he felt was an extreme case of rage. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, it went down in her apartment. So he bomb rushed her and took her out in her own dwelling. I got to give that a 15. Method of execution. It would seem that the hot butter knife of doom was what did the dispatching blow. So I got to give that a 25. Psychological impact. I got to give this a 30 because unfortunately the child had to see the act go down. And for the brutality factor, brass knuckles. I'm going to ask again, gentlemen, when is the last time you heard of someone using brass knuckles on someone? Yeah, I got to give that a 45. And I'm going to actually throw in the uniqueness factor for the fact that he used brass knuckles. And I'm going to give that a 20. So Renato, the Mauler Muhaj, gets a score of 130. Gentlemen, there are two phrases or two quotes that come to mind when it comes to this man. The comment section was very telling. However, there was one comment that I specifically zeroed in on. Now, this could be completely real or completely false. However, there was a comment that said, "Wow, I worked with this guy for almost a year. He was the nicest person you would ever meet in the entire world. To think he could go off and do something like this?" Yeah. Now, like I said, I had two quotes I could pick from. However, I'm going to go with the one from the Joker. The other one would be the one from the Punisher. All it takes is just one bad day to reduce the sanest man alive to lunacy. Just one bad day. Gentlemen, in my humble opinion, that's what happened to this guy. Once again, I'm going to ask the unasked question. What behind the scenes was going on to drive a seemingly ordinary, sane man to such an extreme level of violence? The world may never know. Hopefully, when this guy goes to court, he actually says what drove him to this. But as we all know, as we can all pretty much surmise, ex-girlfriend, 8-year-old daughter, more than likely, child support. Just saying. Well, I rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And to you women out here, all you women around the world who honestly believe that taking a man's child away from him and using said child as a human shield, do you really think that's going to matter when that man finally decides, you know what? Fuck it. I'm done. I'm going to take out the main problem in my life, which is you. You better understand this, ladies. The power you think you have is going out. Feminism is going out right along with it. Because once again, we have a woman who more than likely thought that she couldn't be touched. However, the man decided, yeah, I'm going to do like the old Yellow Pages and reach out and touch you. And trust me, ladies, when that man decides that's the route he's going to go, there will be nobody there. I'm going to keep reiterating this simple point. A lot of you women are still walking this earth only because the man has that much restraint in his mind. But when that restraint is gone, believe you me, ladies, hey, it is what it is when he decides he no longer fears the consequences of his actions and decides to act. Once again, it is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out. Welcome.
Murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.